This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Saw a headline and it read, Trump defends holding rally during Hurricane Michael. And I thought to myself, what a headline. Trump defends, as if he has to defend that. So while a hurricane or some, you know, disaster's going on, the president's got something scheduled. I don't know what it was supposed to be. You know, hurricanes hit the coast. If it's going to be a Category 5 and there's absolute and utter devastation, I get it. But there's always something going on. It would be like somebody saying, God, Kevin, I can't believe you were doing a radio show while so-and-so was dying. How did I know? Or maybe I knew that so-and-so was dying, but it was inevitable. They're in hospice. What do you expect me to do? Life doesn't go on. The people who wanted to see the president, they don't need a ray of hope, a ray of sunshine, or whatever it may be. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. They're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, welcome, you newbies in particular. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What about those folks that want to hear good news? Yes, life moves on. People die. People get hurt. There's all kinds of disease and pestilence and all kinds of things created by leftists. I'm not talking about the things that are man-made, but the things, well, I'm not talking about nature-made. I'm talking about the man-made crap, you know, where the Me Too movement and climate change and illegal immigration, all the problems that these people look for. And then there's somebody out there going, hey, what about this good economy? Hey, what about the fact that the world is safer? Hey, what about the fact that you probably have a job, that you have mobility, you know, to move around and so on and so forth? But they would put a something up like that. Trump defends holding a rally during Hurricane Michael. Go back and look. Here's what I'd like you to do. I mean, not that you're going to do it, but just play this little thought exercise. What do you think Barack Obama was doing during half the hurricanes? Here's what I can tell you. When people were being killed in Benghazi, he was partying with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Do you think that there was a leftist rag that went, Obama defends partying with Jay-Z and Beyonce while Americans were being killed in Benghazi? No, they were complicit in a cover-up. But something that is a natural disaster that we know is going to hit. That's like saying Trump was at a party in Washington, D.C. while tornadoes struck Texas. Really? While there was a mudslide in California. While there was an earthquake in California. While there was a tsunami in Jakarta, Indonesia. You know, really? See, this is what you call not getting a fair shake. I was telling one of my proteges, her name is Miranda, and she says to me, we were talking about different people in the industry, and she says, Kevin, what do you think about so-and-so? And I said, no depth. What do you think about this person? I said, no depth. And so I said it enough times where she says to me, Kevin, what do you think about me? And I went, you have depth. And I wasn't saying it just because, you know, I wanted to tell her. I go, you've got depth. I go, your problem is you want to argue intellectually with leftists. I go, you can't argue intellectually with leftists. And she says, well, what do you mean? And she was running me through an argument she was having with a leftist. And he said something about, well, what about the Commonwealth? And then she goes into, I understand the Commonwealth as it deals with, you know, the agrarian society of the past. And I'm going, what? Hold on a minute. What are you arguing like that for? And this guy was trying to say that Trump is a racist, America is racist, and, you know, he was taking it back to the Commonwealth, the British, and all that stuff. And I said, and he talks about cultural appropriation. He's a black dude, and she's a white girl married to a black dude, which, I don't know, does that count for something in the scheme of things? I don't know. You tell me. But she's a bright girl. She wanted to argue it based on history. She's a historian. And I said, I would have told him, look, you are culturally appropriating the very language that you use to speak to me. Why are you not speaking in some African tongue and I have to translate? Because you've culturally appropriated white folks' stuff. The education you have is culturally appropriated. The very land that you stand on is culturally appropriated. The clothes that you wear, most of everything that you do, the religion, they know each other from church. I said, this is what I'd be telling them. The very religion that you practice has been appropriated. You should be practicing some crazy African religion where you're worshiping crows and the sun god and Ra and all that other crap. And you're over here culturally appropriating, talking about the Commonwealth. You're in a country that you are fortunate to be in, and you pretend that you're not fortunate. There's not a country in Africa you'd want to be in, because you know why? No, you have the means to be there. So while you decry America, you are sitting here appropriating all of it. And 99% of it is not anything you had to do with, except for the fact that your ancestors helped to build it. And you don't even see the irony of you denigrating the work of your very, powerful ancestors. You look at it as the Commonwealth. Now, that's the way I would have argued. And so she started chuckling. And so then when she goes, okay, well, let's play devil's advocate. And I said, okay, fine. So I did it, because we have a seminar where you can attend at some point, and we teach you how to argue with leftists. Look, they want to pretend they're intellectuals. They're not. They want to pretend they're all the things that they're not. We're tolerant. We're appreciative. We're philanthropic. They are none of that. They are backstabbing, conniving, trying to take something from you so they can do the least amount of work as possible. That's what the left represents. Don't let anybody tell you any different. And don't feel bad when you tell them that. You're a bunch of for the most part, you are a bunch of lazy people looking for the easiest way out. I beg to differ. I work my job. I built my company. I work hard at it. They'll give you all that. And you go, yeah, that's great. What about all the people you support? The people who are on welfare, overwhelmingly, who will happily tell you, I'm looking for a hookup, a way out where I don't have to work. How many of these people that are on welfare do you think can't get a job in today's economy? Then go show them videos of people saying to you, I'm proud. I ain't got no job. I'm happy. I ain't got no job. Y'all take care of me. America deserves to take care of me. Show them those videos. Then say, now what? Snap cards, free child care, free this, free transportation, and still don't want to work. Why? Because you've made it easy. But you say you're philanthropic and all this. You're philanthropic with other people's money, specifically mine. That's when you're philanthropic. Guys, if a beggar came up and asked us for some money, you'd look over at me like, you gonna give him some? Because I know you wouldn't. Mr. T-Rex arms when it's time to get to the check. Don't play games. So I was explaining to her how you do this, how you argue with these people. And we're going to give seminars in case you guys want to be a part of it. You'll hear more about it as we get it more baked. Anyway, lots to talk about today. Cohen's Last Stand is one of the things. Funny story. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When you think you've heard it all, the Democrats always surprise you. You just get used to not believing that you've heard it all. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, Christine Blasey Ford slithered away back to her snake hole. And she hoped America would eventually forget her treachery. But the left won't let things die. Not how you think. Not how you may be thinking. But I read the stories in Washington Times, and here's the deal. The left have to make you believe that what they said is, what they claim happened, happened. So Blasey Ford was the victim of sexual assault. Rape, as they call it. Because supposedly Kavanaugh got on top of this promiscuous 15-year-old who was drunk, put his hand over his mouth, maybe felt her up, tried to get her pants off and couldn't. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I'd say he's a bad, what do they call it, the people that work at these funeral homes. He's bad at that. If he can't even get the clothes off of a woman, then, you know, he's bad. What else could he be? I mean, if you can't get your pants off, he's bad for a person if you're in emergency need to use the bathroom. He would not be the person you'd call. He couldn't even get a woman's clothes off, a girl's clothes off, you know, because either he was too drunk or whatever. But that constitutes rape. Don't misunderstand me. It's a bad, if he did it, it would be a bad thing to do. But let me tell you something. There's worse things that could happen to a kid in the teenage years. This microphone's too close. I keep like clicking. I hate that. Anyway, I'm not trying to downplay even childhood shenanigans. You never know how things are going to impact people. But I know this, what Blasey Ford said happened didn't happen. So that's the first part of this. It didn't happen. But anyway, tried to slither away. All this ended and she says, okay, well, I'm not going to press any charges. I'm just going to go away. And I know why she did it. And I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, the Washington Times wrote this. Justice Brett Kavanaugh's accuser has been nominated by her alma mater for its Distinguished Alumna Award for, quote, speaking truth to power. According to a report in CNN, Christine Blasey Ford's being pushed for the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill's Distinguished Alumna Award because she was speaking truth to power when she publicly accused then Judge Kavanaugh of sexual assault. What do you mean, then Judge? That's poorly written. When she accused Brett Kavanaugh, 17-year-old Brett Kavanaugh, of sexual assault. Yeah, because, well, I guess technically she is accusing the judge after the fact. But what do you mean, then Judge? Unless they're talking about he was a SCOTUS judge at the time. Anyway, Jennifer Hope, a professor. Jennifer Ho, that's her name, okay? Don't look at me funny. Jennifer Ho, H-O, a professor of English at UNC, stated in her letter nominating Ms. Blasey Ford that her testimony was, quote, something that was extraordinary and how ordinary it was. She told the truth about a sexual assault she experienced when she was 15 years old at the hands of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. So again, even though Judge Kavanaugh has been declared innocent by the FBI, no corroboration. In fact, people have refuted the other side of the story. Jennifer Ho is saying that Judge Kavanaugh is guilty, and let's give an award to the lying scumbag that said he's guilty. That's the world we live in. Only in the world of leftism, folks, do people receive awards for lying through their crooked teeth. Now, you would think that UNC would distance itself from Ms. Blasey Ford, who graduated in 1998 with a bachelor's degree in psychology from that college, but that is the world of wackadamia. The article continues. According to the university's webpage, alumni must be nominated by October 15th and have made, quote, an outstanding contribution to humanity in any walk of life. Can we just hold it there for just a second? An outstanding contribution to humanity. Do you think men have benefited from this? Do you think the Me Too movement improved because of this? I mean, the only movement that has made any progress here is the lying scumbag movement, because nothing else fits. Accuse people of doing something that they didn't do and trying to make some hay from it because you have an ideological bent against the other person. That is so bad. It's so foul. I can't even describe how foul it is. It's so foul. Anyway, Ms. Ho insisted that the letter... every time I say that now, my producers are looking at me, and I'm going, what do you want me to say? That's her name. Ms. Ho insisted that the letter and the nomination are not partisan acts. There may be people reading this nomination letter who will take issue with Dr. Blasey Ford's testimony, who may see this letter as an example of partisan politics. But this letter nominating Dr. Blasey Ford is not about partisan politics. It is about recognizing that the simple act of speaking one's truth especially when that truth involves sexual assault, is an act of bravery. We live in a society that does not believe women. Again, what planet are these people from? Women are believed, I will tell you, the presumption of guilt against a man, you better have your facts straight when a woman accuses you of something. You better have it together. Don't believe, that is such a big lie. This whole movement is a lie. And it's so disingenuous that, and I'm talking about prima facie, on its face, this thing is so disingenuous. A woman's not believed. Women are believed in rape, sexual abuse of any kind, when it comes to child rearing, and whatever else. Women, it's like, okay, Kev, speak up. What you do? What did you do? God forbid, if you have a female, you know, like a companion, you're a man or whatever, I would think a man, because I know we're the ones that catch the brunt, and your girlfriend is a kickboxer and gets a black eye, and you're out in public with her. God forbid. Do you think people go, ooh, look at that girl, she's a kickboxer, and that's how she got that black eye? No, they're going, beat her, abuse her. You know, people walk right. I will tell you this because I know it for a fact. I had a girlfriend that had a black eye. It had nothing to do with me. And we were, why would I go out with her, you know, being seen with her? She got a black eye. I don't remember how she got it, but it was an innocent mistake, whatever. Nothing to do with me. I see her. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? She's like, oh, she tells me. We laugh. We go out in public. You should see the way women look to me. They looked at me like I was Bundy. I'm serious. Like, get out. Leave. You better leave, girl. I mean, she go to the bathroom, people asking her questions, waitresses coming up looking like, okay, what's going on here? It was ridiculous. Anyway, I think it's crazy that Blasey Ford would even get nominated for this award. I hope UNC certainly doesn't succumb and give a lying accuser an award.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are visiting Florida and Georgia to see firsthand damage caused by Hurricane Michael, which left at least 19 people dead. The president spoke on how the government will be helping folks out.
Got blown right off the footing. So our big thing is feeding, water, and safety.
A team team of investigators entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on Monday for what Turkish officials are calling a joint inspection of the building where the journalist from the United States disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is also on his way to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king. Political consultant David Telfuri reminds us of one thing we need to remember when dealing with Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is an important ally, and we need to maintain that alliance, but Saudi Arabia needs us more than we need them. So we do have to have a response. If Saudi Arabia is responsible for this killing, it has to be a targeted response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talk often about the war that we're going through. It's a culture war. And the left are willing to do anything to fight this war. And it's funny, they accuse us of this. They, you know, it was supposed to be, if we lost, it was going to be, ooh, everybody's going to be all crazy and is conservatives. When we lost with Barack Obama, we didn't burn anything down. We went to the ballot box. 2010, we produced carnage against the Democrats. They didn't even know how to act. They're like, what happened to us? Barack Obama dared us. That's what elections are for. And we whooped his head. Then in 2012, his, you know, stock had gone down. 2014, what do? We doubled down. We whooped his head again. We showed the leftists that we were not playing. Oh, you thought we were playing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We let people know we're not playing. We're serious. We'll do it at the ballot box. The Tea Party, which has all but dried up, which it's sad to say. I mean, we still have TeaPartyCommunity.org, and we're looking at rebranding it because people are going, what's with the Tea Party? It's now all about Trump. Trump, my God. It's the same group of people. The same people that are willing to go to. What did you do in 2016? What did you do? You did exactly what you did in 2010 and 2014. This time you didn't wait 4 years. You said, we got our guy, let's go do it, and you did it again. And no need to burn down anything. Would you have been depressed in 2016 if Trump lost? Absolutely. We wouldn't know half the stuff we know right now. We'd be in turmoil. But you wouldn't, you would just get over it. You'd roll up your sleeves and move forward. Let me tell you, it would be tough to do. Can you imagine who Hillary Clinton would have put on the court? Can you imagine all the federal judges and district judges that she would have appointed? Can you imagine the scandals that would have been swept under the rug and the crooked nature of this, of the, how the world would have become corrupt? You want to talk about one of these, you know, Lord of the Rings types of things where there's a dark cloud over America and we, you know, we got rid of it and now suddenly the sun is shining and, you know, that evil spirit has left the universe? That's what we got rid of. But the left, man, they hate us for it because they really do like that, you know, that, I don't know, the chaos. There was a, we did a story, and I'll get to it later, but it was about Barack Obama and what his plan was when Trump lost. He had a plan for when Trump lost. People don't, I don't know how many people know it or believe it or whatever, but he, he and everybody on the left were so sure that Hillary Clinton was going to win that they said, we need to have a plan for when Donald Trump loses. We need to be able to say to people, the election wasn't fixed by the Russians. This is what's so funny about it. He had targeted Trump for destruction, and all he needed to do was wait it out. He worked with Hillary Clinton's team. They lent legitimacy to a fake dossier. Then Obama weaponized every agency at his disposal in the Department of Justice, all to participate in the scheme. And believe it or not, the Russian collusion was just a backup plan to everything he had going. Obama figured the media industrial complex would ruin Donald Trump. So did most people. Many of us. We didn't understand what Trump was doing with Twitter. We didn't understand what happened when he was talking about fake news. But see, Obama, he couldn't count on Trump marginalizing his media team, the Obama media team. Trump became the media, and by the way, he remains so to this day. Ted Koppel, we played a clip the other day of Ted Koppel, and he said of Donald Trump, talking to Brian Stelter of CNN, he said, what are you talking about? You rely on Trump. MSNBC, if they weren't talking about Trump, they would have nothing to say. Fox News, take Trump out of any broadcast on any network, and what do you have? Nothing. You know, talking about the weather, talking about, you know, I don't know, some scumbag leftist nonsense, but you take Trump out, you lose half the media cycle. Now, you might say, oh, well, that's a good thing for the left because they control. No, they don't. Trump is setting it. He does a tweet. They talk about it. He gets his message out in a way that no other person on the planet's been able to do so far. And that's with them thwarting his message. That's with Twitter shadow banning. And that's with Facebook not even letting us get the word out. And this guy's still doing it. He's the top media outlet on the planet. If Trump started Trump News Network, everybody would go there for their media. So Barack Obama had two plans in place. He planned on the post-Trump plan that had crooked Hillary in the White House. And New York Magazine said this. In October 2016, senior staff in the White House discussed what they should do if Hillary Clinton won the November election and Donald Trump refused to accept the result as legitimate. They had cause to be worried. At the time, Trump had openly speculated that election night might be rigged, that the election might be rigged. During his final debate with Clinton on October 19, he said that his opponent should never have been allowed to run, and he declined to answer the question of whether he would concede. I'll keep you in suspense, he said. It wasn't a hypothetical, Ben Rose, Obama's senior aide and speechwriter, told The Intelligencer. Trump was already saying it on the campaign trail. So they used that as the reason why Barack Obama had, you know, made a contingency plan. If Trump doesn't concede, what was he going to do? Shoot him? Bring out the National Guard? What was he going to do? Let me tell you why Barack Obama was so cocky. Barack Obama said at the U.S. ASEAN event that they asked him, do you think Donald Trump's going to win? He says, no, I don't think Donald Trump's going to win. He says, I think the American people are smarter than that. I think the American people know better. And he went on blah, 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 blah. And then he went on Jimmy Kimmel and he tweeted, you know, you're the worst president, whatever. And he says, well, he tweeted to Trump. Well, at least I, you know, can say it's something you'll never be able to say is what he alluded to. And you want to know why he was so cocky about it? Why Hollywood, the media, everybody on the left was so distraught on November the 9th, 2016 when it was official that Hillary Clinton had got her buttocks kicked, but good? It's because they all knew of what was happening. Most of them did anyway. They trusted Barack Obama. The entire, you know, devious devil Democrats trusted that he could get it done. What have we learned from what Mueller uncovered? His investigation out at the FBI, the NSA, the FISA courts, and all agency Obama tasked with stopping Trump at all cost. And his article continues. The Obama White House plan, according to interviews with Rhodes and Jen Psaki, Obama's communications director, called for congressional Republicans, former presidents, former cabinet-level officials, including Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, to try and forestall a political crisis by validating the election result. They go on to say, in the event Trump tried to dispute a Clinton victory, they would affirm the result as well as the conclusions reached by the U.S. intelligence community that Russian interference in the election sought to favor Trump and not Clinton. So part of this Russian ruse was to say to Trump, they actually were helping you and you still lost. You get it? Some Republicans were already aware of Russian interference from intelligence briefings given to leaders from both parties during the chaotic months before the election. And let me stop there and tell you that anybody that was briefed in this stuff and given, you know, whatever they were talking about was probably right. They were probably rhinos. These are not people that cared, that really wanted Trump to win. You have to understand how Trump was perceived within the Republican Party. Hated. In a word, hated. A leapfrogger, a guy who jumped over everybody to go to the front of the pack, had offended most people, offended their sensibilities, their sense of decorum, whatever else. And many of these people would have preferred Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. They don't say it now. They will never admit it now. If they haven't said it publicly, you'll never get it out of their mouth under penalty of death. Because now they know what Trump can do. They said this. We wanted to handle the Russia information in a way that was as bipartisan as possible, Rhodes said. The existence of a post-election plan had not been previously reported. A July 2017 op-ed by Obama's chief of staff, Dennis McDonough, refers to Obama directing his staff to, quote, prepare possible responses to the claim of Russian interference in the election. Keep in mind, this is a guy that told us there's no way Russia could interfere to any significance in our election process. Those came out, those are the words out of his mouth. Paraphrase, but that's close enough. Then he's got a get well plan that says when Trump says that there was interference, we'll show him that they were helping him. And this is why they planned all this stuff. Oh, the FBI was planted. Folks, this is such a big ruse, it's ridiculous. But this is what they want you to believe. Obama hatched the plan to not allow Trump to blame the Russians. Should.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
People are wondering what's going to be the impact of the Kavanaugh hearings on the 2018 midterms. And I say to people, what are you wondering about? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. There is nothing to wonder about. Number one, the Republicans will retain the Senate and gain seats. They will probably gain seats in the House, but they certainly won't lose the House to the Democrats. That's the deal. That was going to happen prior to Kavanaugh. Now that the Kavanaugh effect is in place, you can bet your buns that there's going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats. They're going to get soaked in red when it's all said and done. I said this before the Kavanaugh witch trial, and it's more true now. As the dust settled on this political miscalculation of monumental proportions by the Democrats, things have worsened for the Democrats. Now, during the Kavanaugh witch trial, common sense foretold the future. I read this. Where the Harris poll study gets really interesting is in its findings on the impact of the FBI investigation on the issue of corroboration. The credibility of their testimony does not appear to be a decisive factor, writes a guy named Penn. Rather, the question comes down to corroboration as a standard for tipping public opinion on whether Kavanaugh should ascend to the high court. So, corroboration. When respondents were told that there were three named witnesses, that the three named witnesses do not corroborate Ford's claims, 57% say they are in favor of confirmation. If the FBI finds no corroboration for Ford's claims, 60% say Kavanaugh should be confirmed. Well, you know the outcome. He was confirmed. He's now got the new title as a judge in the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, Hot Air wrote this. If we didn't have a bunch of independent polls showing Republicans surging in red state Senate races, I wouldn't bother with this one. It's a GOP poll. It's likely self-serving. It's a major outlier from the RCP average, where Manchin leads comfortably by 9.4 points. Now, I'm going to focus on Manchin for just a second, but I'll get into the other polls. But I don't put much stock in polls. I do know that Manchin is considered a potential target for the Republicans to gain a Senate seat. He's in West Virginia, for those who don't know. Further, I consider that seat winnable, even though I just gave you the numbers. They said Manchin is leading by 9.4 points. But if there was ever a time to make a switch anywhere a Democrat senator or congressman sits, that time is right now. Because here's the problem that Manchin faces. In the poll that was referenced above, they said there were deep partisan responses. 72% of Republicans favor confirmation. This is before Kavanaugh was confirmed. And even more, 86% would favor it if the FBI found no corroboration. So they found no corroboration. 86% of Republicans are for him getting confirmed. Among Democrats, even if Kavanaugh is cleared by the FBI, 60% said they would oppose him. But 40% of the Democrats would still vote, would be like, okay, he got cleared, so we're good to go. So here's the deal with Manchin. He's not going to win any Republican votes just because he voted for Kavanaugh. 86%, you know, are favoring, you know, for his coronation, if you will, and he made it. So 86% of Republicans, even though they support what Manchin did, they're not going to vote for him. 40% of Democrats will hate that what he did. So 60% of the Democrats are happy with Manchin, but 40% of them can't stand him because for them, he's a turncoat. So I don't know what's going to happen with the other Democrats, but I repeat what I said earlier. Going against Kavanaugh was a huge miscalculation. Confirmation of Supreme Court justices is generally a formality. It's not meant to be political. But the Democrats tried to tie the Me Too movement. It was a ploy that failed. And despite the attempt to characterize Kavanaugh as a vile serial rapist and a voyeur, Democrats forced people to look more closely at the tactics and what they do to target ordinary people. I mean, look, I don't know anything more about Kavanaugh than you do. But I'll tell you this, based on everything that I've learned about him, this guy's not a serial rapist. He's not a rapist at all. So the Democrats completely jumped the shark. They managed to touch the that could be me nerve. Because that's what women were saying of their kids. That could be my son. That could be my father. That could be my husband. Guys were saying that could be me, my bro. My dad, my granddad. Democrat women see their fathers, their husbands, their sons in Kavanaugh. And we all sympathize with real victims of sexual abuse. I don't want to downplay that. But most Americans draw the line with scumbag liars and lawyers too, claiming to be victims of sexual abuse, when you know that's not the case. But there are other Senate races, and this is what I read on the site. Real Clear Politics recently gives Republicans 49 seats that are either safe, not up for re-election. Prior to the Kavanaugh's allegations, that was 47. Meanwhile, Democrats safely had 44 seats, which means they need to win all seven of the remaining toss-ups to gain a 51-seat majority in the Senate. Post-Kavanaugh, that prospect is looking less and less likely. So they start by talking about Tennessee, one of the toss-ups. Now, Taylor Swift chimed in this race, and she did it based on the Kavanaugh vote. Again, a likely backfire. But there were reports that said Republican Marsha Blackburn surged, and the race may have moved towards leaning Republican post-Kavanaugh. At one point, Democrat Phil Bredesen, they enjoyed a 5-point lead, but two things happened. One, the Kavanaugh witch trial, and two, Project Veritas did an undercover video that exposed Bredesen as a liar on whether or not he would support Kavanaugh, when in fact he doesn't support Kavanaugh. So that was one of the reasons for that. Now, his own base said that was a pretty scurrilous thing for you to do, to pretend that you were going to support Kavanaugh when you weren't. So now they got Blackburn ahead by 5 points in a Fox News poll. CBS YouGov poll had her ahead by 8, and the New York Times Upshot had her ahead by 14 points. Now, this went from a 5-point deficit to up to a 14-point positive very quickly, and that should have them worried. Arizona, hotly contested race. It's an open seat for Flake's seat, and the trend line shows it leaning Republican now. Recent ABC 15 Ohio Predictive Insights poll found Republican Martha McSally leading Kyrsten Sinema by 6 points. Now, another one gave Sinema the lead by 2 points. But here's what I will tell you. The Kavanaugh effect is definitely going to impact this race. How about Missouri? Claire McCaskill hoped for a bounce when she declared her support for the party line in the Kavanaugh vote. But this one's got the biggest potential to feel the impact of Kavanaugh, because Josh Hawley has a razor-thin lead over Claire McCaskill. It's a very, very tight race. I don't know how with Claire McCaskill, but there's at least 7% undeclared that I say is going to go to Josh Hawley, who will be the new senator from Missouri. In Nevada, Republican Dean Heller is currently tied with Democrat Jackie Rosen. Heller's fortunes changed in the wake of the Kavanaugh hearings. Undoubtedly. Indiana, three-way race. Mike Braun, Democrat Joe Dunley, Libertarian Lucy Brenton find themselves in an interesting race. Dunley holds about a 2.5-point lead so far over Braun. Libertarian Brendan is taking 7% of the vote. So I don't know who the Libertarian's getting the vote from, but where it's stealing it from, but she's a factor in the race. Her name is Lucy Brenton. She's a factor in the race. Now, what's going to be the impact of Kavanaugh? I predict that the Libertarian will stay the same. Braun's going to lose some, who's the Democrat, Mike Braun's going to gain, and the Democrats are Joe Donnelly. Joe Donnelly's been under fire now for months, and he's been one of those who's trying to make good with the Trump administration. Keep in mind, Donald Trump saved Carrier in his town. That's gone a long way in Indianapolis. So it's going to be an interesting shakeout, but here's what I can tell you for sure. Kavanaugh is having an impact. They said this is what I saw in a tweet, and these are the numbers. McSally plus 6, Tennessee Martha Blackburn plus 8, Nevada Heller Republican plus 2, Texas and Cruz plus 6, I don't think that had any impact on him, North Dakota Kramer plus 12. These are the numbers that they say is based on the Kavanaugh effect.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.